Hey, Jim Woods here with Write, Publish, Share. I want to talk a little bit about Amazon KDP and KDP Select. Amazon KDP is Kindle Direct Publishing. To access this, you have to go to kdp.amazon.com. It's separate from Amazon, the regular website. This is where you'll publish your book. And this KDP is required to publish your book on Amazon. Within KDP, there is a special branch or a special program called KDP Select. To be eligible for KDP Select, you have to exclusively publish your ebook file with Amazon. For 90 days, 90 whole days, you can only sell your ebook, your electronic book, on Amazon. This does not include your physical book. Your physical book you can sell wherever you like. That's not a problem. But Amazon really enforces this. There's no other way around it. You have to have your exclusivity with Amazon for your electronic book for 90 days. And in exchange for that, you have several different perks that you can use that are available to you. First and foremost is the free days. You get 5 free days to download your book for free, and this helps with the promotion of your book. When you sell your book for free, you would think that it actually devalues it, but what it does is it reaches new audiences. And when you reach new audiences, you can get reviews, you can get a snowball effect of sorts, and that will help you down the road. It's typically 1,000 review or 1,000 downloads leads to 1 review. I know that sounds really low, but that's what I've seen and experienced myself, and I've also heard that that's pretty common for most authors. When you do a freebie download day with some promotion on your part, you can expect average about 700-800 downloads a day. I recently did a 5 days free, and I believe it was about 3,500 downloads that I got over that course of that time. Now, when you do a free download day, in the ideal world, you really want to have a call to action. You want to offer something, in exchange maybe for an email address, and that way you can follow up with some of the folks that have downloaded and read your book. That's not always going to work, but it sure doesn't hurt to have in there. Even for the readers who pay for it, it's always a good idea to have a call to action saying, hey, if you've enjoyed this, can you please leave me a review? I'll give you another ebook for free, or I'll give you an exclusive product in exchange for your email. That's just a fantastic way to go. Definitely want to consider that. KDP Select also has some other options for advertising. You can advertise specifically for Amazon platform as a KDP Select author. This is relatively new and it hasn't been tested extremely well. There's a $100 minimum threshold there. There's also another KDP Select perk where you can have your book priced at like a discount over the course of a few days. I believe that's called a discount deal. And essentially, you start off at 99 cents, and then it goes to $1.99, and then $2.99, and then $3.99. So each day, it increases by a dollar. I really don't see the benefit for this, essentially, unless you really were pushing a lot of traffic yourself or generating a lot of traffic yourself. And for most first-time authors, KDP Select is going to be the best option because it allows you to reach new audiences. As a first-time author, you really have to get your book in as many people's hands as possible. I really think it's the best approach. I think that if you're really wanting to get maximum impact, you have to give away your book. And give it away wisely, though. I'm not saying just give it away all the time, always, unless that's a strategy, for your for your book and you want to keep it free, which is, that's a good option. But if you're wanting to sell your book, you can't give it away free, right? When you're selling your book, you want to price it accordingly. You want to price it right, with your competitors and in the right, you know, in the right categories. And when you do that, that will help you too as well immensely. And also, don't forget the cover. You know, the cover is so important on Amazon. It has to stand out well from the competitors in that category. So that's kind of a summary for KDP and KDP Select. It's not very complicated at all. It's just taking the time to go through and to decide. You have to really, you know, think about it. Is it worth being exclusive with your book? If you have a lot of traffic on your own website, you might want to consider putting it up available on your website for, you know, for your fans for 99 cents on your own website. That would be an option. But you really just have to brainstorm and think about it. Okay, what is the best way? How can I get maximum impact? And also know that you can change your strategy. That's only a 3-month exclusivity. In 90 days, you can change your strategy. You can, you know, continue to give away your book for free, or you can post it available for sale on other sites. So nothing is 100% permanent with this. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.